Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hazardous smoke from wildfires hangs over millions in two countries.
We could see it, we could smell it, and we felt it.
Another former vice president wants the top job.
I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Pope Francis in the hospital.
Today's surgery lasted 3 hours.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Matt Piper in New York, where for a second day, wildfires from Canada are making the air here really bad.
It makes breathing difficult.
Yes, it is hard to breathe, and officials say that the air in New York City is now the worst in the world. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn says the haze and dangerous air is across many states.
Writers Guild picket lines were halted. The bad air quality extends south to the Carolinas and west to Cleveland and Indianapolis.
And in these conditions, doctors warned against exercising outside and advise wearing a high-quality mask.
Bill Blair is the Canadian Federal Emergency Preparedness Minister.
Across the country as of today, there are 414 wildfires burning, 239 of which are determined to be out of control.
New York's governor says a million N95 masks would be available at state facilities. Another day, another Republican saying he's running for president. Former Vice President Mike Pence, who did not mince words about the man he once worked for, former President Trump.
I believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put them over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
CBS News has confirmed former Trump White House official Steve Bannon has been subpoenaed by a federal grand jury over the January 6th Capitol riots case. Pope Francis, who is 86, is hospitalized for the second time this year. It was abdominal surgery. Our Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome.
The Vatican said there were no complications during the surgery underwent by Pope Francis to repair a hernia believed to have been caused by his colon operation in July 2021. Today's surgery lasted 3 hours, and Pope Francis is now expected to remain in the Gemelli Hospital for a few days of post-surgery observation.
Following an attack this week on a dam in Ukraine that forced thousands to evacuate, the country's prime minister is urging the United Nations, the International Red Cross, and other advocacy organizations to fast-track assistance.
We appeal to you to take charge of evacuating people from the territories of Kherson Oblast occupied by Russia. We must save the lives of these people whom the occupiers have condemned to death. We must act now.
The Dow gained 92. Now this.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
18-year-old graduate Sean Jackson and his stepfather were both shot and killed following a graduation ceremony yesterday in Richmond, Virginia. CBS's Nicole Skanga says five other men were hit with bullets.
Authorities believe an ongoing dispute between Jackson and the suspected gunman, 19-year-old Amari Pollard, led to the fatal encounter. The interim police chief says the suspect, who was not on their radar, surrendered peacefully not far from the scene. He faces two counts of second-degree murder and is being held without bond.
To Hawaii, where Kilauea volcano is erupting, and the mayor, Mitch Roth, is urging Hawaii Island residents to prepare for the potential for heavy gas emissions and falling ash.
It's not endangering anyone. We're not opening up our emergency operations center. We do have a little concern, especially on the first day with the gases coming out.
The last eruption in January lasted for 2 months. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. He's arguably the world's best soccer player.
Leo Messi!
And you can get ready to hear that here in the U.S. Lionel Messi is heading to play for Inter Miami. The 35-year-old superstar will officially leave PSG this month when his contract expires. It's after two seasons with the French Giants. Before that, he spent his entire career with Barcelona. He says he wants to leave Europe, get out of the spotlight, and think more about his family. In London, CBS's Vicky Barker says Prince Harry's had his second and final day in the hot seat at his phone hacking trial.
In 2 days of testimony, Prince Harry described a series of stories revealing such intimate details about his private life they could only, he said, have been obtained through phone hacking or some other illegal method. But the lawyer for the Mirror repeatedly asked him for proof, something Harry couldn't deliver.
Prices for just about everything are on the upswing, and that includes car insurance.
According to Bankrate, annual premiums have increased about $243 to more than $2,000.
One of the ways of bringing down the cost of car ownership is to shop around for less expensive car insurance.
Bankrate's Mark Hamrick says auto insurance is highly competitive, and cheaper rates can often be found with a little research. Sometimes bundling car and home insurance together can lead to a better rate. People who work from home may qualify for a low mileage discount, and car owners might consider cutting parts of their policy. Hamrick says it's important to review your policy every year to see if there are other ways to save money. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
Well, that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.